Beloved radio friends, let us take another example from Scripture on our subject of the week, that God is in the divine clothing business. We would today read from the prophecy of Zechariah, chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. Listen to these words. And he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of Jehovah, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him. And Jehovah said unto Satan, The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Yes, the Lord rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? And Joshua was clothed with filthy garments, and stood before the angel. And he spoke and said unto those that stood before him, Take away the filthy garments from off him. And he said, See, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I clothe thee with festival robes. And I said, Let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head, and clothed him with garments. May God bless the reading of his precious word from Zechariah chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. My beloved friends, here is a very vivid example of God being in a divine clothing business. Joshua the high priest, clothed with filthy garments, they typified sin and iniquity. Not merely personal, but in this case, in representation, nationally, standing before God as he represented the sins of the nation of Israel. The old devil was right there to accuse him and to tell God how filthy he looked. But it is only the Lord that is able to rebuke Satan, claiming that Joshua, together with the nation, was but a brand to be plucked out of the fire. My beloved radio friend, is not this one of the most perfect pictures of a hell-deserving sinner? You and I, by nature, standing in our sins, filthy before God, and being accused by that great adversary of both God and men, even Satan. We're told in the book of the Revelation that Satan is an accuser. And well, is he ready to accuse every man, woman, boy, and girl before God because of their sins? But notice in our scripture reading what God commanded. Take away the filthy garments from off him. My beloved, have you ever read in Psalm chapter 14, verse 4, the description that God gives concerning every person in the human race? Read the 14th Psalm for yourself all the way through. But will you note with me, especially the words that are found in verse 3, where God in his judgment and in his decision of the human race has to say, they are all gone aside, they are all together become filthy, there is none that doeth good, no, not one. Take those words in, my friend. Beloved radio listener, this is not men writing, but this is God writing, as you may read the psalm, as he looks down from heaven upon the children of men. And what is his estimation? As he looks at the raiment and the clothing that they wear in his sight, and please may I remind you, it's not the natural or the material clothes that we wear, but the spiritual character of our testimony, of our soul, in his holy sight. We are like Joshua in the story of Zechariah, clothed in filthy garments. My beloved, please let me ask a question. Will you acknowledge God is right in His righteous judgment of what you and I really are in His holy sight? Sinners by nature, clothed in filthy garments. But why does God write this? Well, listen to what He did for Joshua. Know what we read in relation to Joshua the priest? God said, take away the filthy garments. In other words, God is saying, I forgive him. Remove them. I don't like them. I want to clothe him. And then notice what God does say. I clothe thee with a change of raiment. What a wonderful change that certainly must have been. Oh, my beloved radio friend, every sinner needs this change. To be translated as we have it in the Hebrew text, to put upon him festival robes, to be clothed in garments that are suitable, and clothe him with my divine provision, festival robes. My beloved friend, we cannot reemphasize too greatly, as we have done in the preceding message, the change of raiment, the change of clothing, represents Christ, His beloved Son, as the robe of righteousness for all who will come to Him and receive Christ, His beloved Son, as their Savior. Oh, my beloved friend, what is this but the garment of salvation? One cannot help but think of the words, will you listen to them, written by Isaiah in chapter 61 and verse 10. They will be words spoken by a restored and a redeemed nation of Israel in a coming day. But they are very suitable for a sinner who is saved and clothed with the garment of salvation today. Listen to these words. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. And why? For he hath covered me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. Can you find sweeter words? Where a poor, guilty, hell-deserving sinner even today, who will confess his and her sins and the filthy garments of the natural man or woman, boy or girl, and accept from God the divine provision of his own robe of righteousness, which is Christ. All through the Old Testament, God's saints have been redeemed the very same way, coming to him through the provided sacrifice on the altar that God commanded. Every sacrifice speaking to God of Christ, exemplifying the blessed truth. God alone provides perfect clothing for the soul of every man, woman, boy, and girl. 'Tis no different today, my friend. Christ alone is the accepted sacrifice to God, for your sin as well as for mine, and the divine clothing, please may I say, blessed be the name of the Lord, this clothing will last not only for time, it will last for eternity. My beloved friend, certainly we should listen to the final judgment day that will yet come. For we read in the Word of God that God will judge the human race. And on the basis to find out if they have been clothed properly with His divine provision, and that provision is Christ. Again, let me remind you, for the lesson is very obvious, We must forget all that we call our so-called good works, thinking of the dear old hymn that begins to say, "Nothing in my hands I bring, simply to thy cross I cling." Let me quote the words of Titus chapter 3, verse 5. Listen to them very carefully. "Not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us." Titus chapter 3 and verse 5. My beloved friend, if you want God to deal with you on the ground of justice, you can be sure he will do it. But my beloved, you and I do not need justice as much as we need mercy. Well did the publican in the temple pray in the days of Jesus, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner," in Matthew 18, verse 13. That publican went home justified, but the poor deluded Pharisee, who told God how good he was, the Lord paid no attention to his prayer. The Pharisee believed himself to be more righteous than the others, and virtually said to God, "I'm not a sinner." Oh, my beloved friend, let me assure you, if you're unsaved, if you never take Christ as your Savior, in eternity you will be a filthy sinner in the sight of God. But today God now offers a perfect robe of righteousness, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let God take away the filthy garments of your sin. Let him clothe you now with Christ, the best robe, the only robe that will fit you and enable you to stand before God. I think of the words as we close that Paul the Apostle has written. We are accepted in the Beloved, meaning the Son of God, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. May every listener, I pray, have the joy of saying, "God has saved me and taken away my filthy garments of sin and clothed me with the garment of his great salvation, even Christ." Father, bless thy precious and holy word to every listening heart for thy glory. Amen.